Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been treated for the last couple of days to a hearing on Afghanistan that has literally turned into a fountain of misinformation and flat-out lies from the very people the Biden administration put in charge. We've heard from Millie and Austin and McKenzie, and every single one of them has either lied through their teeth, or the President of the United States is lying through his teeth, or they have dodged the questions. I do not understand what the point is of bringing these people in if they can simply stare you dead in the face and say, I can't answer that. I won't answer that. I don't feel I should have to talk about that. Okay, well, then why are you here? The American people deserve to know the truth about Afghanistan, and you're not going to get it from these three talking heads, and you're sure as hell not going to get it from the President of the United States. Now, I've listened to every minute of these hearings, and it's very, very clear that someone's lying. Now, that someone may be Joe Biden. That would not surprise me in the least. Joe Biden has lied about a million things. He said there was no vaccines until he got into office. He said he graduated at the top of his law school, which he didn't. He probably lied about some kid named Corn Pop. He's plagiarized. He's lied his way through 40-some-odd years of quasi-service to this country. But I don't know for sure who's lying. I just know someone is. And this is not how the American public is best served. Now, I've sat here and listened to these generals when they said, well, our recommendation for Afghanistan was to keep in maybe 1,500 troops, push it up as high as 2,000, 2,500 if we felt that the need was there. That was my theory. That was my recommendation. Well, did you tell the President of the United States this? I don't really think I need to go into that. Yes, you do. And I'll tell you why you do. Because the President of the United States of America is saying, no one told me. He said and had an interview with George Stephanopoulos in which he said, no one told me to keep troops in. That was never mentioned. The idea of keeping troops in was never brought up to me. Well, now wait just a minute. Isn't that the job of these generals is to bring that to his attention? You know they were in on it. So they either did not speak up, and in that case, they are wholly responsible for this nightmare, because that's their job. Or they spoke up, they were totally ignored by Joe Biden, who decided, I have to get him out by September 11th because I want that photo op on September 11th that I've ended the endless war that started on 9/11 and I've ended it on 9/11. But I want the answers, and you're not going to get it from these people. You're not going to get it from them. Because apparently, Mark Milley can talk to every single author that wants to do a book on how bad Donald Trump is. He has no problem giving out information of what he told the president then. But when you call him before Congress, people ask him what he told the president now, his response is, I don't think it's appropriate to answer the question. What the hell do you mean? The American people want answers. We still have people in Afghanistan, Americans in Afghanistan, who cannot get out. We have been told there are private planes, chartered planes that people actually paid for with their own money. And our country, it's telling them, well, I mean, if you can find a host country, great, but you're not coming here. You're not coming here. Really? While illegal aliens are pouring over the border and no one gives one single damn, Americans are in Afghanistan being told, you're not coming back. Not coming here. If you find a host country, fine, but don't drag us into this. Don't call us for any advice or to get us to interfere in any way, because we're not going to do it. Now, Joe Biden lied flat to his teeth when he said, if there's not going to be anybody left in Afghanistan, and if there is, if Americans are left in Afghanistan after the deadline, then we'll just move the deadline. We're not leaving anybody behind. You lied. And when these three feckless generals, who I wouldn't take to an alley fight, much less into battle, into combat, is there any Americans left behind? Did you leave Americans behind? Well, you have to understand that some people didn't want to come, and then there was some cases where the papers didn't match, and there was no. That's not the question you were asked. You ask a very simple question. Were Americans left behind? You won't answer it because you know what the answer is? Yes. Yes, but they don't want to say yes because if they say yes, it makes them look bad. So they have to stumble through any answer they possibly can that isn't yes. Well, you see, it's a complex situation. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a yes or no question. Are there Americans still in Afghanistan? Yes or no? Yes. I thought Joe Biden said he wasn't going to leave anybody behind. Not only did he leave them behind, but now he's telling them you can't come here. What we're being told by the President of the United States of America, don't come here. If you're from Mexico or Guatemala, come right on in. Jump right in. The water's fine. You're stranded in Afghanistan where they're torturing women and hanging people in the town square and leaving their bodies dangling. Do the best you can. You're not coming here. So these hearings have turned out to be a joke. And I'm getting a little bit upset with the Republican Party, too, and I'll tell you why. Yes, they're asking hard-hitting questions, but they know they're not going to be answered. And really, these people should be held in contempt. The American people need to know the truth. If you're going to get at the truth, you have to, under oath, answer the questions. When you can bumble and stumble, I mean, this would be like me robbing a bank and going on the witness stand. Did you rob the bank? Nah, well, listen, I took money, but my intent was to return it with the interest. I had written down a list of compounded interest that I was intending to pay monthly, even though I didn't technically take a loan. So I suppose you could technically say I took the money. But stealing is a very harsh word because, of course, I was hoping and certainly counting on returning it. This is bullshit. The truth is you left Americans behind. The truth is the reason you did it is you wanted an optic on September 11th. The truth is you either did not engage the President of the United States with your own theories that Afghanistan would be a absolute disaster if you didn't leave some troops, or you told him and he ignored you. So then the question was raised, well, if you told him, and I'm presuming you did, and he totally went against what you said, why don't you resign in protest? And you know what this man says? In Bunker Hill, they didn't resign. On the beaches of Normandy, we didn't resign. I can't resign simply because I disagree with the president, I would have to think his actions were unlawful for me to resign. Wrong. Wrong. Then he says, well, it's a resigning would be a political act. Wrong again. You know what a political act is? When you call up the Chinese government and tell them, yeah, you listen, we got a nutty president, and you don't have to worry about being bombed, because if he does decide he's going to wage nuclear war on you, I'll give you a heads up beforehand. That's political. Oh, I didn't do that. Yeah, no, yeah, you did, actually. It's exactly what you did. That's Mark Milley. That's exactly what you did. He says, no, no, that phone call, that's not what I said. I said, again, we got tape, so we're gonna get this cleared away. I said, you don't have to worry about any nuclear war. It's never going to happen. Donald Trump isn't going to do that. But if he were to do that, I'm sure there would be many phone calls ahead of time, and I personally would be one of them. Why would you personally be one of them? So you would engage the enemy. You would call the enemy and say, oh, look out. You know what that's called? Let's take that to another form. Let's say there's going to be a drug raid on a house, and one of the police captains calls up the drug house and says, get the hell out of there. They're coming. Is that common practice, or would you call that criminal? Because that's exactly what he did. Not that there was going to be nuclear war, but you see, here's the problem. This is the man who, when Nancy Pelosi called him up, instead of hanging up the phone saying, I'm not talking about the president of the United States in these terms to you, Miss Pelosi, says, you're right, you're right, he's crazy. Yeah, you're right, it's okay, though. I can control him. I can make sure he doesn't press the nuclear button like there's a button on his desk that he's going to press. Like a Batman movie. Press a button and something pops up from the desk and Trump says, it's nuclear war. I mean, you people are crazy. You're crazy. Not only should this man have resigned, he should be fired. He should be fired. Because let's take a list of the lies. First one, of course, is that we were never told by the Taliban that we could have a different airport to evacuate. Yeah, you were. Now we know you were. You lied. We won't ever leave any Americans behind. There won't be one American left behind. Wrong. You lied. The Taliban is a much more progressive Taliban now. This isn't the same Taliban. They're going to let women go to school. They're going to let women work. They're even going to have women in their government. Isn't that wonderful? They're woke. They're the woke Taliban. Wrong. I watched a video of a woman being beaten half to death in front of her child. I watched literally videos of people hanging on the streets of Afghanistan as a warning. Here's their bodies hung to rot. I heard a woman say, I went to work and they told me, you don't work here anymore. You're a woman. Go home. You lied about that. Those were the ones you said, well, they're very businesslike. I'm sure they're very businesslike while they're executing people and beating and raping women. I'm sure that's very businesslike. You're a bunch of liars. Then you lied about, well, there's no ISIS or even Al-Qaeda really left in Afghanistan. Wrong. Liars. Then there came that fateful day when I predicted, after the horrible suicide bombing that killed 13 of our brave servicemen and women, I got on the air and said, within 24 hours, you will hear that a drone strike has hit the people responsible for planning this directly in the forehead and eradicated them off the face of the earth, and Joe Biden is a hero. Well, what did we hear? A drone strike has just taken out two of the top planners for Al-Qaeda or ISIS, well, ISIS-K. And then they were asked, well, how do you know they were planners for ISIS-K? What's their names? We're not releasing the names. That's top secret security, but we have their names. We're just not releasing them. How do you know that they were top planners? How do you know they were planning a suicide bombing? Because when we hit the vehicle, secondary explosions occurred, meaning that that vehicle was holding explosive material. Do you know for sure that there were secondary explosions in that vehicle? Absolutely. We have evidence on the ground, and we have evidence on video. Really? Well, that drone strike killed a man who was working for us and his partner, who was trying to deliver water to people who did not have water. And it killed 7 children. Not one single person was Al-Qaeda. Not one single person was ISIS-K. Not one single person was even Taliban. They were all either Afghan citizens, or I think this guy, the main guy, was looking to come to America. He might have even been an American citizen. I don't know. I guess he wasn't, but he was about to be. And you killed him, and you lied. You got out in front of the American media and said, we know their names. We know exactly who we killed. Liars. I want you to release the names of the people you thought you killed then. Give me their names. You don't even have them. You just made it up. We know for sure that that vehicle was carrying explosives because there was a secondary explosion when we hit it. Liar. We have evidence of it. Liar. We have videotape of it. Liar. Do you understand that these people will say anything that they have to say just to get them through one day? Have you ever known people like that? I've known a couple people like that in my lifetime. Their lies get so complex that they have to lie about the lie about the lie. They have to lie to cover up the lie that they told when they were lying. That's what this administration is. They lie, and then they say, how do we cover up that lie? With another lie. And then another lie. And then another lie. But the truth is coming out. It's not coming out in these hearings because they won't talk about it. They may as well have stayed home. The only thing that they did do, each and every one of these three, is they shoved off the responsibility of what happened because they all don't want that black mark on their name. So they won't go so far as to throw the president under the bus. Mark Milley won't say, I told the president of the United States, if we don't keep at least 1,500 troops, Afghanistan, Kabul is going to fall. And we're going to be in a big mess, and Americans are going to get left behind. I told him that, and he didn't care. He won't say that. He just says, well, that was my theory. He won't say whether he passed it on to the president. Neither will anybody else. And Joe Biden, when interviewed, says, nobody told me that. So who are we so quick to jump on? Let's hold the phone for a minute. We know Joe Biden's a liar. He's been a liar since day one. But let's not be so quick. How do we know that they aren't lying? How do we know these generals aren't saying, well, we didn't tell them anything? Didn't tell them anything. We knew it was going to be disaster, and quite frankly, we don't care. I don't know that to be true. And no one else does until they answer the question that they refuse to answer. And the Democrats who said, when this all happened, oh, this is a mess. This is bad. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Have the nerve, the very first words out of their mouth. It's so funny to watch them. I was actually laughing out loud at some points in these Democrats because here's what they do. After one of their generals are grilled, what did you tell the president? I can't say. Did you tell the president you wanted to leave troops in Afghanistan and this was a mistake? I can't really say. Did the president know that some of his generals were against this? I can't really say. Did you know that how did you know that this drone strike killed innocent men and children? And why did you lie? I can't really say. Well, my time is up, so let me go to a Democratic colleague, and they'll ask a question. Isn't it true that Donald Trump, they can't exist without saying Donald Trump? Donald Trump owns their heart and their soul because they can't get through 2 seconds of anything without Donald Trump. Donald Trump is their make-believe friend who they, when they grew up, they blamed everything on that they did. When their parents ask him who the hell broke the vase, it's my teddy bear, Sammy. Who stole the cookies out of the cookie jar? Not teddy bear, Sammy. That's all they can do. Donald Trump. Isn't it true that Donald Trump? To hell with Donald Trump. He's not the president, you idiots. You're the ones who formulated this crapola, and you own it. But here is one thing you will find about liberals and Democrats. They will never admit any fault ever. You could catch them red-handed stealing money from the till. And they would say, I overbought something and I'm just getting my change back. They're habitual liars. They are the world's perfect people. They never make a mistake. Their opinions are never wrong. They never have to look in hindsight and say something was wrong. Just give us full control and you will see utopia because we're never wrong. Except 9 out of 10 of our cities that are overrun with crime are Democratic run because they don't have a damn clue what they're doing. None of them. But if you ask them, oh, we're right on track. We're doing great things. Yeah, you're doing great things. When you get your chance to grill people about what happened in Afghanistan, where people were clinging onto airplanes they were so scared to stay there and falling to their death, when women were passing their infant babies over a fence to soldiers they didn't even know in hopes of maybe at least my child will be saved. When a man delivering water to the unfortunates who didn't have any was blown off the face of this earth through misinformation, you have the unmitigated gall to start your questioning. Isn't it true, Donald Trump? You should all be very proud of yourselves. You really should be. You should all be taking a victory lap. You've done so well. You've done so well. The country is collapsing around us. You've done so well. And when you ask them, oh, the economy is crashing. Gas is 50% higher than it was last year at this time. Here comes heating oil. That's going to destroy us. The shelves on stores are barely stocked. They won't even let some of the cargo ships through, so that's on purpose. You're paying people not to work, so they're not working, so there's no truck drivers. There's no people at the warehouses to stock. Shipments are coming in half orders because there just isn't time. The price of everything is going up. People aren't working. You know what the first words out of their mouth is? Donald Trump! I'm tired of it. He's not your scapegoat anymore. This tired old man that you decided to elect, he's the guy. He's the guy. So why don't you ask him some hard questions, huh? I'll tell you why. Because he won't answer them. We sat there and watched Boris Johnson say, I guess I'll take a few questions from reporters. And here is Joe Biden almost going nuts. Oh, good luck to you. No, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not answering any questions because I wasn't given a list of people to call on. And I wasn't given answers ahead of time. Did the same thing with the two or three of our allies' representatives. Oh, no, no questions. Don't ask any. No, we're not going to answer any questions. Since when? Since when can the American news media not ask the President of the United States a question? Since when? I'll tell you since when. Since Afghanistan was a disaster, since the economy is a disaster, since COVID is ending up being a disaster, the job numbers come back a disaster. The border is a disaster. What is it that he's going to talk about? What is it that you want this old man to talk about? How well he's doing at the border? That's exactly what you'll be told. The border is closed. That's what Jen Psaki says. The border is closed. Really? That's not what Border Patrol's saying. That's not what they're saying at all. And we see COVID cases going up 200, 300% in areas that these illegal aliens are being shipped off to. Because they have not been tested, and they've not been vaxxed, and you don't know what's going on, and you don't care. You know what you care about? You care about they're using horses to chase people back across the border. I seen a man whipping another man. Never since slavery has I ever seen Donald Trump. No, what you saw was Border Patrol on horseback, holding onto the reins of a horse, turning them a bit so that the actual illegal aliens crossing does not get too close to the horse so they are safe and don't get trampled. Never have I ever seen police use horse to run off a crowd. Have you ever been in New Orleans during festivals? Huh? It's unbelievable. You can't use horses anymore. What would you like them to use? You see what kind of terrain they have? Well, what are they going to use? A bicycle? Skateboard? What do you want them to use? Huh? What do you want them to use, Einstein? I'll tell you what. You don't want them to use anything because you want those people across the border. Oh, and Mardi Gras, perfectly fine. Run off all the parties with horses. That's not a problem. That's never been a problem. They've done that every single year for as long as I've existed. And I've never heard anybody say, oh, there's horses and there's a run to people. Please. They're doing the exact same technique. The exact same. You're liars. That's all you are. You're liars. But if you get enough people to swear to the lie, see, this is the problem. When the media is in on it, you can say anything. You could say anything. And if the media keeps reporting it, that's the truth. That's the truth. When they know it's a lie, enough people eventually say it must be the truth, and then your lie becomes the new truth. And that's what the Democratic Party is all about, your lies becoming the new truth. What have you lied about? Well, we've just ran down a litany list, haven't we? You're also lying about the insurrection. There was no insurrection. We have videos now released. Remember all those hours and hours and hours and hours of footage that they would not release for any reason? Then they said, oh, it's top secret. If we release these things, it could be a roadmap for further insurrection. We're showing secret passageways and things. We can't have that. Yeah. Well, they got released. And you know what they showed? Exactly what I told you on this show. A bunch of people walking very slowly, cameras or cell phones in their hand, taking pictures of the Capitol, talking to each other, milling about in the lobby, old ladies taking selfies. I didn't see any insurrectionists. I didn't see people saying, storm the Bastille. I didn't see anybody carrying weapons, being violent, yelling and screaming, overthrow, overthrow. I didn't see none of that. You know where I saw that? I saw that on the streets of Chicago, and I saw that on the streets of New York and Portland, Oregon during the riots, the George Floyd riots. I saw that. Setting fire to buildings, tipping over vehicles, trying to bust through the gates of the White House to the point where the president's own FBI had to order him to go to the basement. Remember that? That's not an insurrection. Grandma taking selfies, that's an insurrection. And now we see the videotapes, and we see police officers doing absolutely zero. Their lives aren't in danger. They're walking around with the guys. Okay. Keep it peaceful. I guess you can be in here. Move aside there, Grandma, after your picture. Other people are coming through. That's what we're seeing. That's the big insurrection. Even the FBI themselves had to say there really was no insurrection. It was a last-minute deal, and most of the people in that building were 100% peaceful. A couple of bad actors. Well, I got news. Wherever you go, there's a couple of bad actors. You go to a concert. There's, you know, 4,000 people. There's going to be a couple of bad actors, right? There's going to be a couple of people causing trouble. That's the way it works in large crowds. There's going to be a couple of people. You know who was killed? One person. And she was killed by a guard for no reason. Just shot directly in the chest for zero reason. And this man is a hero. You stopped an insurrection by shooting an unarmed woman dead who served this country. But the media says she was an insurrectionist. She deserved what she got. Meanwhile, a drug addict who held a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman and threatened to blow her child away at one point is being put in custody by police and dies. And, oh, that man's a murderer and needs to go to jail. That cop murdered him. This is cold-blooded murder. Man pointed a gun directly at this unarmed woman and shot her dead when the video clearly shows there was no one in the hallway that she was trying to get into. He wasn't trying to protect anyone, and he gets on the news and says, I feared for my life. From what? An unarmed woman? Climbing through a window? Then I suggest you retire. But nobody wants to talk about that. That's a brave police officer. The cowardly, evil, racist police officers, those are the ones who did what they did to George Floyd. You see how the lie becomes the new truth? Joe Biden has lied. His generals are lying. This whole Afghanistan thing is a nightmare. And I'm beginning to believe that it was done on purpose. And I'll tell you why, because I cannot possibly imagine anyone dumb enough to say, well, the soldiers are going out first. Well, and how do you think the civilians are getting out if there's nobody there to guard them? Einstein. And then I hear General Milley say, well, that's always the way it goes. In what universe does an evacuation or withdrawal take place where you don't let the innocent civilians leave first? You're the ones with the weapons. You morons. And speaking of weapons, I want everyone listening to this broadcast to do me a favor. I want you to look up what happens if in combat a soldier loses his weapon to the enemy. Not if he's shot dead and loses it. I just mean if he loses it. That's a big deal. He'll be court-martialed for that. How many weapons did we lose in Afghanistan? Huh? How many? Helicopters and tanks and jeeps and guns and everything else. Huh? How many did we lose? You effectively armed the Taliban with American weapons for free and said, here's a gift to you. That's what you did. So how could Afghanistan be any worse than it was? We have American citizens trapped that can't get out. We have a terrorist organization in total control of Afghanistan, butchering men, torturing women, raping 12-year-old girls, announcing to the world that in the stadium there, the beheadings and the amputations will begin again as punishment, and everyone will be forced to watch like it's a football game on Sunday. This is who you armed. This is who your leader said, we're working with them. They're very businesslike, and they're doing a very good job. In fact, we think they've helped us in many ways, really. Really. You notice there's no camera showing what's going on down there, right? You notice that there's nobody down there filming. So we can see the atrocities that are happening. Nobody. Because they don't want you to know. They want to control the narrative. And the other talking point that they're going to say for the rest of their natural lives is, Donald Trump has the same plan. Incorrect. Donald Trump's plan, for number one, was to not use the Kabul airport. To use the much larger airports. Number two, he had a step-by-step, if you don't do this, we're not withdrawing plan. the Taliban would not have done one thing. They would not have taken over Kabul. That's for damn sure. They were told they could have Kabul. Did you know that? Did you know our general said, no, we don't need Kabul. You can have it. So they came storming in. Every single person that's killed in Kabul, every single innocent in Afghanistan that's killed in Kabul, it's because of that. All 13 of our servicemen and women, it's because of that. The poor guy delivering water and his ally and them seven children, it's because of that. It's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't have any such plan at all. None. Zero. Nothing like it. But they need to make you believe he did, so it alleviates the responsibility from Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden could have been told 600 times we need to leave troops in there, and he could, I don't remember that. Well, I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you don't remember what the hell you ate for breakfast. But these generals are saying that was our plan. So if I take them at face value, which I do not, I absolutely do not take them at face value. But if I did, then you lied, Joe. You got up in front of the American people and you lied, just like you do every single time. Oh, the economy's wonderful. We're making such leaps and bounds. Remember, by the way, here's another little Joe Biden lie. If we can get to 70% vaccinated, life goes back to normal. That happened a long time ago. Then it was, well, if we can get to 75, that happened a long time ago. If we can get to 80, that happened a long time ago. Now he's saying we might need about 98. 98%! That's bullshit. Plain and simple bullshit, okay? You're being lied to again. And then we get people on there saying, yeah, the unvaccinated are causing this. Then next week, it's the vaccinated who are causing it because they're giving it to the unvaccinated. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. And if you're listening to the news media expecting to hear some truth, don't make me laugh out loud. These were the people who told you that Donald Trump is a Russian spy and they had evidence, remember? We have evidence. We've seen it. Clear evidence that Donald Trump is in collusion with Russia. We've seen it. We've seen the evidence. Really? The FBI does that full report and we get the facts. The Mueller report and, oh, guess what? None of it's true. Hillary Clinton's lawyer's going to jail, going to prison. He lied. Adam Schiff, all those people who got on CNN and MSNBC and said, I seen clear proof, they lied to the American people, lied, flat out lied. So you lied about the Russian collusion. You lied about the Ukraine quid pro quo. Two things that you tried to throw the president out of office for, you impeached him for. Both lies. Oh, COVID couldn't possibly have come from the Wuhan lab. That's put on your tinfoil hat and turn on Alex Jones. If you think that, you're just about the dumbest hillbilly ever stuck in the woods in a shack. Really? Now all of a sudden it's, well, it looks like that's probably exactly what happened. Yeah, you think? That's not an accident, folks. They knew it from the jump street. They knew that. Just like they knew about Donald Trump was no Russian ally, and they also knew that he did not have any quid pro quo with the Ukraine. Those were all lies. Hunter Biden's laptop. We have actually proof that that is Russian disinformation. Russian planted disinformation to help Donald Trump win an election. We told you he was a Russian ally. Now the Russians have gone so far as to plant laptops claiming to be Hunter Biden's. If you dare to go on any social media and post anything about Hunter Biden's laptop being real, you will be excommunicated from that site. It is not going to be tolerated. You're going to be fact-checked. Wrong. This has been debunked. It's Russian propaganda. Except it's not. Now the FBI said, no, that's his laptop. Everything on it belongs to him. You think they didn't know that? You know how easy that is? You go to the shop he left it, and you say, he obviously signed to leave it here. Let me see his signature. Yeah, that's Hunter Biden's signature. Let's see some of these emails. Well, did the recipients of these emails get them? Did they write back? If they did, it's his laptop. That's not so very hard, is it? Did the media do that? Did any of these investigative journalists who are looking into why the insurrection, white supremacists planned an insurrection, they're looking into that. They couldn't be bothered to go to the computer shop and say, let me see that slip that he signed. I want to see if that's his signature. Let me follow up on some of these emails and see if the recipients got them or they were just Russian disinformation. And then Joe Biden, I never, ever had any dealings business-wise with my son, except we have pictures all over the laptop. We have pictures all over of you with those people that you said you never met, Joe. You said you never met them. They're standing right in front of you. And Hunter Biden is saying, remember, we got to leave out 10% for the big guy. Well, who's the big guy? Who do you think the big guy might be when the next email says, thank you so much for the dinner tonight and the chance to meet your father, Vice President Biden? Ah, I see how that goes. I see how that goes. And now they make it even worse because Hunter Biden sells his paintings and they say, well, okay, this could be a conflict of interest. So because it could be a conflict of interest and someone could try to bribe Hunter Biden, we're not going to release the names of anybody who buys these paintings so that it stays secret. Well, that's worse. What do you mean you're not going to release the names? No, you should release the names. Then we know if anybody's trying to curry favor, right? Why are you trying to hide the names? I'll tell you why, because that's exactly what they're trying to do, curry favor. The same exact things that you accused the Trump administration of, the same exact things you accuse the Trump children of, you're doing. You're doing them all. It's the guilty conscience thing, you know? The guy who's cheating on his wife always tells his wife, I think you're cheating on me. Yeah, we get it. You're always guilty of what you're accusing the other one of. Joe Biden and his nest of vipers, and that's what they are a bunch of liars, propagandists, and cowards. And I want you to understand something. While General Mark Milley is testifying, saying, I can't say about the president. I told the president I wouldn't resign. Why would I resign? Just because I blow up 7 children and 10 people total. Why would I resign? Because there are people stuck in Afghanistan that are American citizens. Why would I resign? Because our country won't even let them come here, even if a charter flight tries to go get them. While he's saying that, we literally have Colonel Stuart Scheller in prison. Let me repeat that. Colonel Stuart Scheller is in prison. You know why he's in prison? Because he was brave enough to stand up and say, I know I'm going to get thrown out, dishonorably discharged or whatever, but I demand answers. Because there's things that they're telling you that's not true. And there's things that demand to be answered and they need to answer for them. So I'm going to tell the truth. And I'm going to tell you this is a debacle. And these people should resign or be fired. Jail, prison. How dare he speak the truth? This is communism, folks. You are looking at communism. It's just a smiley face on the button of communism. That's what it is. We'll all wear a smiley face button and say it's not communism, but that's exactly what it is. When your political opponents become your enemies, not your political opponents, they become enemies. Enemies of the state. They need to be put in prison. The FBI needs to follow them. It's a communist nation. We got a $3-point-whatever-trillion package that was looking to be passed, and guess what they're trying to sneak into some of these packages? They're saying, oh, it's only going to tax the rich. Well, I got news for you. You can tax the rich every single penny they make, every penny. They make zero from now on. You give us every dime of your money. It's not enough. it's not enough. So they're lying to you again when they tell you it's only the rich that's going to be taxed. Well, yeah, as far as the income tax law is concerned. But when the price of goods and services go up by 35 and 40%, guess what that is? That's called a tax. And it's a tax on you all. When you pay at the pump and it's $3.65, when it used to be $2, that's a tax. When you go into a Home Depot or a Lowe's and a piece of a lumber that was $5 is now $20, that's a tax. When the cost of food rises, oil rises, everything else rises, that's a tax. And you're paying it. And they want to be able to monitor any of your bank accounts to have $600 transactions. You think that's billionaires? Does that sound like a billionaire to you? Oh, we want to monitor these evil billionaires who are hiding their money. $600? That's a dude's paycheck, man. That's a guy making minimum wage, busting his ass, making a paycheck. He gets a $600 transaction in his bank, and it's the government's going to monitor it? Honestly think that that's, oh, it's only going to be for the rich? They're lying to you again. And it's become this game of we can lie to these people, and because they're so proud and so egotistical, they won't admit we're lying to them. They'll just say, no, at least it's not Trump. I'm still happy I voted for Joe Biden. No, you're not. You know it's a disaster. Deep down in your heart, you know it's a disaster. Deep down in your heart, you know this is communism. But you're sitting there too proud. Too proud to say, oh, my God, I fell for it. The Trumpers were right. I was on the wrong side of history. I can't live with that. So I'll just pretend and wave my Biden flag and say, no, everything's fine. I don't see any of these things you see. Yeah, you do. Of course you do. Unless you're just dead dumb. You see them. And rather than to do the honorable thing and say, son of a bitch, the Trumpers were right all along. This miserable old man and his nest of pit vipers are destroying this country, and I helped. Well, no more. I'm speaking up against it. I'd welcome that. Everybody makes mistakes. I'd welcome that. But when you just double down and say, no, I don't see any of these things. Trump bad. That's what I was told. Biden good, Trump bad. I don't care. I'll pay $9 for gas as long as Trump's not the president. You're an idiot. You're an egotistical idiot. And your pride is getting in the way of a country that's collapsing around you. I want you to take all the headlines and put Donald Trump's name instead of Joe Biden. Trump administration kills 7 children and 3 adults in Afghanistan with a drone strike. Trump administration leaves behind Americans in Afghanistan at the mercy of the Taliban who are executing people. Trump administration says no more Afghan Americans coming to this country. Trump administration opens up borders and floods in during pandemic, causing 200 to 300 spike in COVID. Trump administration looking to monitor $600 transactions in people's bank accounts. Trump administration insisting you carry a card with you to get into a restaurant. Isolating all of the African American community. Remember that? Remember when they said, well, if you have to show an ID to vote, you're isolating the African American community because they really don't have access to that. Oh, well, and then when the African Americans say, we don't want to take your vaccines, oh, well, then you're not going anywhere. You're not going into the restaurants. You're not going into anywhere. Yeah, I know, because they don't want to take your vaccine. You're okay with them carrying a card then, aren't you? Just not to vote. Folks, it's as clear as the nose on your face. That's all I can tell you. If you're still out there with your Joe Biden Rocks t-shirt and your Joe Biden lawn sign and you really think the country's just doing well and smashingly wonderful and you honestly think that Joe Biden is only going to tax the rich, the very people who are supporting him, by the way. That's another thing. Do you honestly think that these big multi-billion-dollar corporations would all be supporting Joe Biden if they thought that he was going to take away 90% of their money? 90% of their profits, they'd be having a shit fit. You know how I know? Because Amazon damn near lost their mind when AOC got them canceled in New York City. Oh, they were just livid. Ah, because it's their money that's involved. But they'll gladly give 90% to the government, won't they? No, they won't, because they're exempt. They're going to get these big fat exemptions. Well, you're going to pay. That's who's going to pay. You're going to pay at the pump. You're going to pay at the supermarket. You're going to pay at the doctor's office. You're going to pay at the dentist's office. You're going to pay every single step of the way. So what good is it? They throw you $15 minimum wage and everything goes up 50%. And it's like you were making $10 before. Except you're too stupid to realize it. I'm making more money. Yeah, you're spending more money now. Jesus, I went into a store. I got two candy bars and two drinks. It was $8. How the hell, $8? How the hell much is a candy bar? Got to work a half hour to get a couple of drinks and a candy bar? And you think that minimum wage is good, huh? I got news for you. I used to fill my tank for $20. A little bit over $20, about $25. It's double that now. I did a little construction on my house before this pandemic nonsense drove the price of lumber up. I couldn't afford to do it now. I took inventory of what I bought, and oh my God, the difference would have been night and day. Here comes winter, and some people got to heat their houses, and guess what? Price of oil is going to go up. Propane, everything. We're in trouble in this country, folks, because you allow them to lie to you, just like the Democrats and the Republicans allowed these generals to lie. They literally said, we have no obligation, nor do we think it's correct or in any way appropriate that we say what we told the president. Really? And not one of you people who was questioning them had the nerve to say, well, does that apply to people who are writing books? Because you seem to tell everything to them, what you said. I said this to Donald Trump, and then he said that, and I said this. And oh, you can do that if you're getting paid as a consultant in a book, huh? By the way, while you're talking to all those people, so you can get your name in somebody's book, there are men, women, and children in Afghanistan who are dying because of your decisions. There are men, women, and children in Afghanistan who are being tortured, raped, because of your decisions. I hope you can live with that. I'm sure you can, because I don't think you care. I really don't. I'm looking around, and I'm seeing a group of people that I truly think if they could get away with it, they would march every single Republican and conservative into the gas chambers and say, well, I mean, it was for the good of the country. Those people were insurrectionists. Those people were horrible. Those people were white supremacists. Those people were evil. They were looking to do damage to this nation, and us and our patriotic duty eliminated the threat. And that's what Hitler said. It's exactly what Hitler said. He also wouldn't have shed any tears if women and children were blown up. He also would have put a man in jail for standing up and saying what's happening isn't right. We need accountability. They're lying to you. I need to tell the American public the truth. You're being lied to. I'll put him in jail. That's what would happen. Remember when I told you they always blame you, our side, for what their side really is or what their side is doing? Remember, they all kept saying Donald Trump, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. Donald Trump is Hitler. Donald Trump is Nazi. Now we see. Now we see who the real Nazis are. Carry cards. We have the youth marching the street in black masks, beating anyone who disagrees with our government. We're monitoring your bank accounts. We're locking down your businesses. Foolish people. Foolish people. the Biden administration and his nest of pit vipers, they're not going to be the death of this country. They can't be. AOC is not going to be the death of this country. She can't be. Ilhan Omar is not going to be the death of this country. She can't be. None of these people can be the death of this country. You know who can? You. You can be the death of this country by supporting them, by pretending it'll all go away if I just stick my head in the sand like an ostrich, by pretending it's not happening and we're all crazy for thinking it's happening, and for continuing to be poisoned to, oh, but Trump bad, Trump bad. I swear to God, at this point, you could find a Democrat murdering a puppy. And if someone said, what the hell are you doing to that puppy? He'd just say, Trump, Donald Trump. And oh, this has something to do with Donald Trump. Carry on. That's all you have to say is the word Trump. We're robbing a supermarket. Hey, stop, thief, Trump. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. It's crazy. And you only need to ask yourself one very simple question. Are you better off right now than you were under Donald Trump? The answer is no. If you answered yes, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Unemployment was low. The economy was soaring. Gas prices were low. All of our allies were okay. They may have had to pay their fair share, and they may have been a little grumbly about it, but they begrudgingly did it and respected us, and our enemies feared us. We have none of this now. We have none of this. And it's all because you believed the government and you believed the Pravda News Network, which is exactly what our news networks are now. They've been wrong about every single thing they told you. I just ran through a litany list of things that they're wrong about and told you you were crazy if you believed. And now they're reluctantly saying, oh, well, maybe it's right. Yeah, because now it's too late. You're going to keep believing it? The next thing they tell you, the next thing they tell you, the next thing they tell you, you're going to keep right on believing it? When are you going to reach the point when you say you've lied to me 7 times? I don't believe a damn word you say. In fact, I believe the opposite. If you tell me the sun is shining, I'm damn sure it's probably raining. When are you going to do that, folks? Just because you got a D next to your name? I'm a Democrat. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean exactly? That you condone all this? Because if that's what that means, you should be ashamed. I know Democrats who don't condone this. I know Democrats who say this is an absolute disaster. I would never, ever vote for another Democrat as long as I live, if this is the way they're going to be. I know Democrats like that. And still we get talking heads saying, oh, it's not as bad. These Republicans are making it out to be so bad. Joe is so doing so well. The country is just doing fine. Yeah, it's doing great. Look in your own household. You doing great? You doing better? Got more spending money? Things looking up? 14 days to slow the spread has now turned into your card carrier. Show your card or get the hell out of town. Wear a mask everywhere you go. No education. No work. New York, they're firing the nurses and they're replacing them with a National Guard. Do you think this is America?